I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to Failing Better. It's everyone's favourite podcast with me, Johnny Pelham.
Hi, I'm Sean McLaughlin.
And how are you today, Sean? I ran out of, I thought I'm really going to start with with oomph, and then I ran out of oomph, I think.
No, I heard that. I'm okay. I'm going to need you to do probably most of the heavy lifting on today's episode.
Well, it feels very similar to every episode, to be honest.
Okay, well, the reasons for that are slightly different.
What are the reasons for this one?
This one is because I'm on day two of what I hope is only a two-day hangover.
Oh, geez. Was it a heavy one?
I don't know. Yesterday was a very bad day. Yesterday was a bad day. Saturday, I went to a party.
Showing off here, I think.
Yep.
Clang, name drop.
I went to a birthday party. And I didn't get home till 4:30 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Though about an hour and a half of that was spent trying to traverse buses in London. But I don't even feel like I drank that much, but it's just, I don't know what it is.
We need details. Whose party was it? Did you know it was going to be a big one?
I knew it was going to be a big one. Yeah. The party was still raging when I left, and I left at 2 a.m.
I think that it says a lot, Sean, that for you a big night ends at 2 a.m.
Or maybe I left at 2:45.
Oh, my God.
You don't think that's a big night? Johnny, that's a monster night.
Monster. I guess it's a big night, but I'm sort of... Sometimes I'm sort of... The sun's rising the next day, and I'm looking, thinking, God, I shouldn't be seeing this sunset.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you mean. That's when you know you've really overdone it. But I just drank...
Was it fun, though?
Yeah, it was fun. I danced a lot. I had some fun. I think the main thing is beer is the problem. Because I didn't even do many shots. I was offered one shot of tequila, which I took. And then every shot I was offered henceforth, I said no to. But then this one was just... I just thought, I'll just stay on the beers. But I think the beers are what kills you.
Were you drinking like ales? If they're like 6% beers, they can absolutely fuck you up.
No, I wasn't drinking ales. I was just drinking crap lager from a can. It was £7 a can, and I absolutely despised it.
Where were you?
London. I was at a very cool Hackney venue called Earth, and it was great, and it was a really fun party.
That sounds very fun. So you feel like you were more hungover than you had any right to be.
Maybe. I suppose I probably was quite drunk.
Can you remember everything that happened?
I can remember enough.
What's the most embarrassing thing you did at the party?
I think I solved the sort of physical relatability paradox, but then I flushed it down the toilet. That was pretty embarrassing. Sean's finally solved this, and I went, I don't know, flush it down.
What is that paradox? I don't really know anything about the paradox.
I don't know either. I flushed it down the toilet.
That must be a real frustrating.
That was really embarrassing. Yeah. And God. I tried to light a cigarette at the wrong end, but I think it was the solving the paradox was.
Well, everyone's looking for someone at a party to solve a paradox. People are just like, God, I hope I'm the one this time who gets to solve a paradox.
You're the hero of the party if you solve a paradox.
You absolutely are.
Yeah.
I was trying in my head to think of a paradox that could be at the party, but then I couldn't do it. I slept terribly and I've got a sore throat. But unlike you, I do not like to moan. Not all heroes wear capes. I obviously do wear a cape, but a lot of us don't.
Also, let's be frank, the vast majority of heroes do wear capes. So if you see someone in a cape, they are probably a hero.
I'll tell you, at my coat I had during the Christmas time, every button except for the top button has popped on it due to me getting fatter. So now when I wear my coat, and if it's windy, it does look a bit like I'm wearing a cape.
But you do consider yourself a hero?
I consider myself a hero, and my attire is testament to my heroic status.
Okay, but enough about the stuff on your car wheels. What about what you wear?
Good stuff, that. That's
ladies
why
and gentlemen,
we
welcome
are everyone's
back.
Favorite podcast. We're your grand's favorite podcast. We're your unborn child's favorite podcast. We truly do the whole span of people.
Yesterday was one of those days where I just went, yeah, this can't go on.
Yeah.
And the truth is, I don't really get that rat arsed anymore very often. But
did
I think
you throw
now
up?
It's...
Were you throwing up? Like,
no, I wish I was, though. If I'd thrown up, I probably would have felt better yesterday.
And was Alexa drinking as well?
Yeah, she was livid at me, though.
Why?
Because I think I was the reason that we got back so late. We missed a bus because of me, and then we had to wait ages for another one. Because I ordered chips. I ordered chips, and so we missed a bus.
There's nothing worse than being hungover and someone being angry with you. Because, like, look, there's so much self-hatred already happening. I don't need your hatred.
I had to say that to her. I had to go, look, I get it, but look. I fucked up, all right? I fucked up.
I just wanted a chip.
I ordered chips. We saw the bus coming. We ran for the bus, missed it, and I then ran back to the chip van. And the guy went, where were you? You left. We had your chips and you left. I went, yeah, well, I'm back now. I want them.
Did you get your chips?
I got my chips. And they
were
very,
a happy,
they were
happy end to the story.
It was a very uplifting ending for all our listeners. I did get my chips.
Well, that's good. But then you still felt rough as a dog's ass the next day.
I felt awful. And I'm really, you know, the thing is, I really enjoy a little drink. You know me. But I think it's stuff like that I can't do anymore.
I actually can't get that pissed on beer because it's so filling that I end up just not being able to get... I just get sleepy. After like 4 pints or 5 pints, I'm just like, oh, I'm a bit sleepy now.
I wonder if it was the beer. I think because the hangover... Now, I don't think there's any science in what we're about to say. But the fact that there was loud music and dancing and I was talking louder and it was just a more vibrant sort of atmosphere and experience, does that mean that the headache is worse than if I just sat? Because I reckon if I'd sat in a pub and had the equivalent amount of pints and just had a chat with a friend, I wouldn't have been anywhere near as bad as I was.
That's an interesting... So you're saying that the loud music
the ambience
the next day has an impact? Probably, because your brain's been, like, you know, smashed into by noise. And then the next day it's like, God, we need to chill out on all this bloody noise.
Yeah, a little bit. So
neither of us are scientists, but I feel like we've proven this. We've done a thought experiment. And, you know, like Newton with his apple, Sean with his loud music, we have proven a key bit of science.
Perfect. So that's that. And so I've not really been drinking very much. And if I have been drinking, I've been having like a glass of wine, maybe two, and then just having a lovely sleep and feeling great for it. I've been feeling really good and positive in my life the last couple of weeks. And then Friday night or Saturday night, it all went out the window.
Mm.
And I'm back to square one. And there's part of me thinking, well, I'll just go through another period of what I was doing, exercising a lot and eating well and not drinking much. And just, you know, taking care of myself. But I am going to Amsterdam for a week tomorrow. So how viable is that as a plan?
Yeah. I think you should just go crazy in Amsterdam.
How crazy are we talking?
I feel like magic mushrooms on the
first date, I really want to.
As you're about to go on stage.
I'm going to Anne Frank's house for the first time. I've never been. I've been to Amsterdam so many times.
I wouldn't do magic mushrooms there.
No, I'm not. I need to.
Whoa.
What's the shots policy in Anne Frank's house? I'm trying to do loads of cultural things. Every time I've been to Amsterdam, which is a city I love, I've either never had the chance or just sort of always been too hungover to do anything really cultural. But this time it's like I'm going to the Van Gogh Museum, I'm going to Anne Frank's house. I'm trying to soak up stuff at the moment, Johnny.
I like that you keep calling it Anne Frank's house. I don't know why it just feels quite... Because it's Anne Frank's museum, isn't it?
Well, but it's in her old house, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But also, she probably didn't own the house, did she? She was a kid. Actually, that's disrespectful. Anne Frank's dad's landlord's house.
Yeah, you're going to the German state's house.
I'm going to the... yeah, it's a bit disrespectful to... Who owned the house?
I think by the end, presumably the Nazis took it.
Yeah.
I imagine if you were sheltering a Jew, that wasn't a good situation to find yourself in.
No, probably not. Well, I think it was a very noble situation to find yourself in.
Yeah, but as we always say on this podcast, nobility gets you nowhere.
That's one of our main catchphrases. If it's your first time listening, nobility gets you nowhere. Soups is good.
Bangladesh always wins. And Bangladesh these are our catchphrases.
Which someone tweeted us that the other day. Haven't listened to this week's episode, but I hope Bangladesh always wins. So that's what I've been up to.
So you're going to that city. So if you've got, are you doing gigs out in Amsterdam?
Yeah, I'm doing a couple of gigs there.
That's exciting. Is Alexa coming with you too?
No, she's not.
And so are you just going to get fucked up? Is that the plan?
No, it genuinely is not the plan in the slightest. I've been to Amsterdam a lot in the last few years, which is, you know, I've been very lucky to do that. And I think I've just done that side of it.
Yeah, I
think I'm at a point now, emotionally, where I just sort of want to... There's no way of me saying this without sounding like a lame-o, but I just want to get creative. I just want to get, I don't know. I just want to feel more connected to things. And I
you
think,
want to fill the well.
But I'm filling the well, Johnny. John, I bought an art history book the other day. I'm watching loads of cool stuff. I want to fill the well. But I say that, I will go there tomorrow and I will drink 7 pints of Amstel and the cycle will begin again.
I think that's exactly right, isn't it?
Yeah.
So are you, shrooms legal in Holland, or is it just weed?
I think truffles are legal, which is sort of a type of shroom.
I think you just get, you should, at least one night, you should get really high on mushrooms.
I love
mushrooms. They're so fun. Yeah, and they're just fun, better. They're so much better than booze. Drugs are better than booze.
That's the other thing, is I like smoking weed now a lot.
Yeah.
I tend to do it at home. It's not a social thing, is the only thing. But I'm fine with just doing that. I don't need to... drink.
I think drugs are like one of my big beliefs. I have very few, but that I'd much rather have
nobility gets you nowhere, and that drugs are good.
Drugs are good. So that's exciting. So you're gonna see. Maybe what you should do is on stage chop your ear off to try and match the artistic spirit of Van Gogh.
I'm very much looking forward to seeing the Van Gogh Museum.
I've seen the sunflowers, and I didn't think they were that amazing.
They're in the National Gallery, aren't they, in London?
I think so. I think I saw them in Holland, but it might be he did fuckloads of them in there, so they're sort of scattered a bit.
You didn't think they were very good, did you? Do you think you could do better?
No, but that can't be how art's judged. It's like,
that is how I judge all art, by the way.
And are you a competent artist in any way?
Well, it's how I judge all creative endeavours. I go, could I do better than this? And if I can, then I don't. I just go, nah, not happening.
But if you can't, then you're amazed by it and staggered.
Yeah, of course.
I feel that a bit about juggling. When someone's doing 5 balls, I just think, this is too much juggling.
Johnny, I would never in a million years have thought that was going to be the word coming out of your mouth. Juggling. So you can't juggle, can you?
I can juggle with 3 balls. I can do.
Can you actually juggle with 3 balls?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Look, right now, you can't see this. I've got 3 pens.
Okay, Johnny's about to try and...
See?
He's juggling.
And that's with 3 pens. So that's, you know.
I'm sorry. And if anyone's out there struggling, if they've got any single mums listening and you're struggling to juggle home life, work, romance, I say this to you. If Johnny Pelham can juggle 3 pens, then you can juggle anything.
We've got no sympathy for you. Your life together.
Johnny's taken that phrase and really gone down a dark route with it. But we genuinely don't have sympathy for you.
Join our Patreon though.
Oh yeah, you need to advertise something on our Patreon, by the way. Thank you to our new Patreons. Patreon.com/failingbetter for more of this.
I am doing a recording of my Edinburgh show from 2019, Off Limits, which did well.
It's a fantastic stand-up show. It is absolutely fantastic.
Award-winning. 4 stars from The Guardian, The Times, some other people. On the 27th of March...
Not for me, though. For me, a solid 3-star review.
Yeah, and I think that was the one I really agreed
with. Could I do better? That's what I kept thinking. Yes, I can.
2 stars. I think... What's funny about... You know how a lot of comedians, when they get bad reviews, are like, I can't believe the reviewer just didn't get this show. Whenever I get a bad review, I think, he got it.
I'm with you 100%. I think comedians, there's such a front of armour amongst some comedians where they go, well, no, if people don't like this, they don't get it.
Yeah.
Whereas for me, I'm like, Yeah, they've what they've done is they've seen through the bullshit.
Like, I did one of the worst shows I've ever done. It was absolutely dog shit in, like, 2018 or 2017. And it did all right. Like, it got mainly, like, 4 3-star reviews, but I knew it was shit.
Yeah.
And then I got a 2.5-star review from Chortle. And I was like, he understood how shit this was. And because I knew it was awful, the show.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, well played. So, but this show's all right. I mean,
this
it's
show
amazing.
Genuinely, I've seen it twice. I do think it's a, frankly, I hate saying this on the podcast, quite an achievement from old Johnny Pelham.
Thank you.
So one day people will be paying to go to your house.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I need to get a better house. I guess Frank's not got a great house, though, and people stay for the story. So either I need to get a better house, or I need...
Or a better story.
Or a better story. I need the fascists to get in the UK, which is actually looking worryingly possible.
Do you think that you're the type of person they're going to be rooting out?
Well, I'm quite disabled, so there's often eugenics involved in fascism, so they might not let me. Also,
I don't think
what I know about myself, Sean. If there's ever a persecuted minority, I'd let them stay in my house because I am truly a noble man.
You don't even let me stay at your house.
Yeah, but you're not a persecuted minority.
I'm a white man. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, political.
Andrew Tate's on the podcast next week. Tate.
Oi, Tato. Can we call him Potato? Anyway,
you're like Taylor Swift fans.
You have to finish your pitch.
Okay, I've got a good. Do you think Taylor Swift? You know, Taylor Swift fans are called Swifties.
Yeah.
Andrew Tate fans are called the Potatoes.
They're called the Potatoes.
We're the Potatoes. We hate women.
We're the Tater Tots. That's the youth branch. The Tater Tots.
Isn't Andrew Tate have a university or something? Anyway, we shouldn't go into Andrew Tate, but I think
he's got a university, and I'm a fucking professor there, mate. I'm running the podcast division.
So, the 27th of March, I am filming...
That's a Monday.
That's a Monday, a night where comedy is always at its best. I'm filming...
Is it during the equinox?
Yes. I tell you what, on the 26th, daylight saving time starts. So it's just after you've got an extra hour's sleep.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is, because I've got it on my Google Calendar. You know, Google Calendar does those really weird things where it just tells
you. Yeah, the 26th is daylight savings. So there you go. You have more daylight.
You've got more daylight, and you can use that daylight to see me do my show. Sean is going to do 20 minutes at the top. So it's going to be me. And Sean, and if you become a patron, you get free tickets.
Oh my God. Johnny, that's a great deal.
Thank you. And so I haven't decided how much it's going to cost yet, but it'll be either like £5 or £8 to see the show or something, you know, around that figure. And you get that for free. Well, if you become a patron. And also
Patreon.
You get hours of content and all the other shit we do. So it's a good time to become a patron, basically.
Now, I said this off air, but I'm going to say it on air. Johnny, this is probably the most proactive thing you've done for the benefit of this podcast in many months. So I really appreciate it.
I hear what you're saying. Also, I do turn up, you know, most weeks and sort of chat in an amicable, but not very funny way.
No, I think you're hilarious. I think that's a great thing. Monday the 27th, I'll be there. Johnny will be there doing his show. You can meet us.
Yeah, we will sign autographs. Unless one of us is in prison by that point, which is quite likely.
Not for me.
Because you're off the booze now.
No, I'm not. I don't know what I'm doing. That sounds really good. Now, Johnny, can I just ask? I don't know if this is an off-air chat. Am I getting any wonga for this?
Well, I don't know. I don't know either.
Because I don't normally accept gigs unless I know what I'm
getting. I spoke to Sophie about it, and Sophie said Sean will need money because he's a really brilliant act.
Wow.
I think Sophie really thinks you're talented, and that really hurts me.
I really respect Sophie. I mean, Sophie's very gifted in many areas, so I think like-minded people tend to kind of
poor judge of character, though. I mean, look, this is a woman who has been going out with me for 6 years.
I mean, yeah,
poor
judge
of
character.
She's not good at judging people's character. It is a fatal flaw for her.
Yes.
And she thinks you're great. So, do you remember when Sophie saw you at XS Malarkin and started saying you should go to America?
Yeah, she kept saying that. Yeah, I remember that. Well, I am going. I'm going in April, May, and June, and July.
And so free tickets to anyone on our Patreon for
any of my North American shows.
What are you doing in America? You're doing the Hollywood Bowl, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm doing the Hollywood Bowl. But let's shush about that.
Right,
this isn't about me playing the Hollywood Bowl, the greatest venue on earth. This is about Johnny Pelham.
Playing downstairs
at the King's Head in Crouch End. Have you even said that? It's at downstairs at the King's
downstairs
Head.
At King's Head.
In North London.
I've never done the room before. It's a really lovely room.
Patreons, get into the show for free. So sign up, patreon.com/failingbetter. I mean, this is a perfect deal, isn't it?
And it's sort of our first Failing Better event, really. So if you live in London or in surrounding areas, give us, you know, £3 a month, and you can cancel that. I mean, you could, theoretically, sign up to our Patreon, get the free ticket, and then cancel our Patreon. But
I think we should probably make a rule that if you're not a Patreon at the time of the show.
That's a good rule.
But that's probably the rule.
You could just sign up on the 26th.
That's fine, though. Because, I mean, the reason all these subscription things have such good deals to begin with is because there's an assumption that most people will forget.
Yeah.
And that is what I'm assuming with the vast majority of our Patreons.
Me and Sophie signed up to Paramount yesterday purely on the idea that we'll quit within the time, so it's only a free trial. And there is not a chance in a million that we are not subscribed to Paramount in 7 years' time.
Paramount, I read an interesting article about Paramount, and they theorised that long-term, Paramount is the only major competitor to Disney.
How come?
Paramount has got such a back catalogue of classic films that none of the others will have access to.
That's interesting.
But I don't know if that's true. But they also, because Paramount own like Viacom and Comedy Central and loads of other film companies.
Will they get Friends and everything eventually?
No, that'll be NBC.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I think Amazon will win just because they bought some Premier League matches and they're just losing like millions of pounds on them. But they just doesn't matter. I think their resources are so vast.
Is it Amazon and Apple are the only two that don't care how much money they lose because they're only side hustles.
Sean, I think we should pitch ourselves to Amazon and Apple. Because I think that if you want to invest in us, you've got to not care about how much money you can lose. And I think
that is a really good idea. I think we'd be great at Apple. We'll turn up in turtlenecks.
We'll turn up in turtlenecks.
We go, hi, recognise this look?
holding a turtle in a turtleneck.
We'll turn up in turtlenecks, holding turtles' necks.
What are those
tiny things? They're turtlenecks. And this is the kind of humour that you can come to expect from the Johnny and Sean show.
It's
live
Johnny
on Apple
Sean
TV.
Show. God, I'd love it if we got Sean Apple TV.
What we call it, Johnny and Sean show?
I think we call it. I prefer oranges, and it's a sort of self-referential piece about how apples.
About apples, yeah. We'll call oranges the new apple or something.
God, I think we. It's only a shame we don't have more Apple producers listening to the podcast.
It's a shame that if any of our listeners are involved in Apple TV at any point, I'd love that. Have you ever done a pitch to Apple TV?
No.
I've done one.
Have you? How did it go?
One of the loneliest 20 minutes of my life.
What are Apple TV looking for? Can you remember?
I don't... Well, they're not looking
for
this. Not you. They're not looking for this. I'll tell you that. It's rare that you get a hard no in one of those. Normally, they try and keep the door open a bit, but this one was like, nah, we're all right.
That's funny. Did you have something specific to pitch?
Yeah.
I remember pitching something.
Ed Lasso. It's called Ed Lasso. What?
He's a cowboy called Ed who likes to lasso people.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember I won't tell that story, actually, because that guy's currently the head of BBC Comedy.
It's so funny, this industry, because occasionally you meet people and you go, I didn't like them. And then 2 years later, they are the most powerful figure in... Oh, God.
Anyway.
What's on Paramount TV? What are you watching? Are you watching Yellowstone?
He's just watching SpongeBob. SpongeBob? It's got Bryan Cranston in. It's very good. But.
Great advert. Maybe we should try and get on Paramount.
I think Paramount looks shit to me. Like we've only had it one day, literally. We got it last night, but it doesn't seem to have much on that I want to watch.
They've got all the Tom Cruise stuff though.
But I don't like Tom Cruise.
Well, you're a fucking idiot then.
Do you like Tom Cruise?
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
If you and Tom Cruise did a show together...
I genuinely consider myself one of the foot soldiers of the Tom Cruise renaissance that's currently happening in society. I've been flying this flag for even when people were very anti-Cruise. I said, no,
I didn't know
he's great.
Is he coming back, Cruisey?
Big time. Top Gun Maverick's biggest hit of his career.
But what about the fact he's a Scientologist and sort of was quite abusive to his wife?
I believe in religious freedom, and I don't know about the second one, and now I regret what I just said.
Well, you might not have been. That's a rumour I heard. The problem with having a podcast is you shouldn't just say everything, because he might not have been abusive to his wife.
Well, also, the key thing is that neither Tom Cruise nor the Church of Scientology have a history of being litigious, so I think you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, well, I've always said this about Scientology. Load of shit. Am I right? Interesting question. I would never say that about any other religion. Is it therefore morally wrong to say that about Scientology, because it is a religious faith, even though it feels a bit silly to me? But then all religion is a bit silly to me because I don't have a religious faith.
Well, Scientology's still got that sort of culty thing, because you have to basically pay money to be part of it, right?
I think so. And then you the more money you pay, the higher you get.
So that, I mean, it's hard to really be viewed as an actual religion if that's...
But in like Catholicism, you have to give money, don't you?
No, you don't. No, they have collection plates. Yeah. But it's not.
It's voluntary, isn't it? And yeah, there's not a tier system. It's not like
a
pyramid.
Yeah, it's not
scheme.
Like if you
It's not so overtly a pyramid.
If you give 50 quid, there's an 11th commandment. Thou shalt break dance. What?
If you are.
Anyway, what a great advert for your special recording. Johnny Pelham, Off Limits, Monday the 27th. I'm going to be there depending on how much money. Johnny, what are you looking to pay me?
Well,
let's do a bit of a negotiation.
All right, all I'll say is I'm in the hole for this.
You're in the hole, okay.
About a grand already.
Okay.
So what about you? Look, what about you take a percentage of ticket sales after I'm in the black?
Well, I mean, that sounds dreamland.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pay, Johnny. Do you realize I might pay you, Johnny, for the honor of opening for you?
What about you take 4%?
Am I allowed to bring up notes? Am I allowed to do new material?
You can do new material.
Yeah.
I'd prefer that, because I said this on the Patreon, but when I said to Sophie, I'm thinking of asking Sean, she was like, are you sure you can follow Sean? And it really hurt my feelings.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
I'll follow you. I'll fucking follow the fuck out of you. As long as you don't do any of your best stuff, please.
Don't worry about that. That sounds great.
I'm going to try and get some mates along, so maybe we could have a few drinks afterwards.
Trying to get mates along?
Well, like Bobby and Harriet, I'll ask and people like that.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah. We could try and get everyone who's ever been a guest on Failing Better to come on.
Front row.
And I talk to them all. We could do like you do a bit at the top, I do my show, and then we do a Failing Better live pod.
I think that's a very, very, very long, depressing night in all factions.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah. But maybe if this goes well, maybe we do a live pod some other time.
Big time. I think this is like a dry run, isn't it, for a live pod?
Yeah.
Patreon.com/failingbetter. And also, give us a fucking 5-star review and subscribe. Come on.
Come on. It doesn't do you any harm. It helps the algorithm, which dominates all our lives, into giving us a boost up people's search engines.
And follow us on social media, at FailingPod on Twitter and at FailingBetterPod on Instagram. Johnny's our resident social media guy, and you're posting all the time on there, aren't you, Johnny?
It's pretty wild, I'd say. I mean, if anything, it's too much.
Honestly, when was the last time you did a post on either of them?
I don't know. I don't think this year. And one of my mottos going into the new year was content is king.
Content is king. Nobility... What's the nobility?
Is overrated, is it?
Leads nowhere or something.
Bangladesh always wins. Soups is good.
Maybe you should post it. Maybe this is a good thing to post then on our social media.
That is a good idea. I will post that. And also, I think we should get a little photo of us now. So then I can pop that on the old socials, on the Instagram. Because I never have any pictures, so I just always post a weird picture of me.
I'll get a screenshot. I probably shouldn't take a photo. It probably makes us look like amateurs.
All right, you get a screenshot.
How about you get a screenshot?
I don't know how to get a screenshot.
Do you think you can figure that out?
Is it print screen?
Try it. What's that done? Nothing.
I think that just...
We'll get a screenshot afterwards of the recording. Right,
So how are you, Sean, other than the fact you're hungover? Have you had a good week?
I'm okay. Thank you very much for the nice people, because I was on live at the Apollo last week and a couple of pod fans got in touch.
I was very proud of you being on Live at the Apollo
show. Very proud.
It was very sweet. I've said this to you before, but you look like a proper adult man. I found it endearing and lovely.
Yeah, very interesting attitude you've got there. Thank you to John Elliott, who sent us a message saying, listening to the pod, it's easy to forget that you're both actually good at what you do, which is very reassuring. Because we started this podcast to try and make more people know that we were good at stand-up, but it seems like by doing this podcast, even more people think we're bad at stand-up.
I do worry about the reputational damage of this. Quite a few people have said, oh yeah, I listened to the podcast, and I said, oh, what do you think? And then they've just made non-committal noises. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah! Yeah! Yeah. A lot of them say, yeah. None of them say, oh, it's my favourite, it's must-listen content.
No, it's not, but I get that as well. Other than that, I don't really have much to report on, I'm afraid, Johnny. I watched two episodes of Planet Earth 2 yesterday.
Wow.
And so I now feel like maybe I should have become a wildlife photographer. Or
this time it's personal, I guess.
I guess so. Electric Juggalo.
What did you... was it good, the show?
It was good.
It was good.
It was
what
good.
Were they, what part of the world are they looking at?
The first episode is about islands. And so they go to loads of different islands. And there's a bit where you see some iguanas, baby iguanas escaping snakes. That's one of the most exciting things I've ever seen.
I think that went really viral on Line, didn't it?
On Line. I don't think of a guy who can't... The word online isn't even on your tip of your tongue. Maybe you shouldn't be our social media expert.
I'm an expert in social media. I've got so few followers. Look, guys, if you want to... Forget about the review. Forget really about the Patreon. Just give me a follow. I've got no one. I've got
On what format?
Twitter, Instagram. I've got 3 followers on TikTok. Things aren't going well
you
for me.
You actually have 3 followers on TikTok. I didn't even know it was legally possible. I thought that you just started off with 5.
I'm on TikTok now. I think we've got... I set up a failing meta TikTok, which I'll be honest with you, I've not done much since.
Well, look, I've just got onto your Twitter page.
Yeah.
You're saying Off Limits is touring now. Buy tickets at the link below. Is that true?
No, it's not been touring for years.
And then your pinned tweet is, I'm going on my first national tour with my award-winning Off Limits, and that's from 2 years ago. So how does that make you feel?
I think I need to get better at thing, don't I?
Well, you don't need to get better. It's just, if you're worried about your follower base, I don't know, we'll have a look. And then I'll have a look at your Instagram here. God, I'm hungry.
Are you hungry? My problem is... Oh, my video keeps fucking up. Let me try and get it back. My problem is I would never tweet or put anything on Instagram unless I'm thinking about my career, and I'm so rarely thinking about my career, I never do.
Well, that means you're a healthy person with a healthy sort of normal life.
It does, but it also means that, like, if I ever go on another tour, no one's going to come again.
I don't know if I'm ever going to go on another tour. Part of me
thinking
that.
Is it not a lot more fun than circuit gigs, though?
I think the problem is I'm at the point where I was doing my show so much that I missed the camaraderie of the circuit.
Yeah.
And now I'm sort of doing circuit gigs, and I think after 6 months I'll be like, God, I wish I could make a bit more money and go on tour.
Yeah.
So it's probably I like the fact that I have both.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. Are you writing a new show at the moment? Are you just...
No, I did a new joke on Saturday night. I was like, I was having a really good gig at Top Secret. And I was like, I'm going to just throw in this new joke. And I told the audience, hey, here's a joke I thought of on the way here. Death. Total death.
That's so fun. I'm doing an hour of new jokes on the 12th of Feb on Sunday. And there's a chance it could be awful because like about 40 minutes of it I've never said out loud before.
That's exciting, Johnny.
Are
you enjoying the process?
I am really enjoying it. I think the show is going to be quite good. At the moment, there are way too many pedo jokes in it. Just so many jokes about pedophiles. So that needs to come down.
Why are there so many jokes about pedophiles?
Well, they're funny, aren't they? I mean, it's funny what they do. And it's funny how they look.
Yeah, that, I suppose that's the bottom line is. They're vulnerable. They're cute. They're hilarious.
They're cutie pies. No, so I think I think the law of diminishing returns will kick in by the 17th pedophile joke. They were like, we get it. You try to be an edgy comic and you're just a hack. We get it. But that's what I naturally write, remember?
My entire 2017 show was basically one pedo joke. Did you ever see it?
I don't think I did. What
it was a good
was
little show, actually. It was really hard to get together. Then during Edinburgh, I really worked hard and got it good.
What was it called?
You Can't Ignore Me Forever.
Good title.
Yeah, it meant nothing.
I tell you what, the 6 years later, you're on Live with Apollo, they've stopped ignoring you.
Baby. Yeah, baby! Yeah. Mission accomplished! But the whole show was about my new girlfriend, how much I love her, and I don't know what to do, and I'm going to go and propose to her.
Was that Alexa?
Yeah, yeah.
That's so sweet.
And I was like, I love her. And then literally the final joke of the show was that she's 13.
That's so funny.
I found that hilarious, but it was like one of those shows where, directly after me, Mae Martin was doing a show that was like a career-defining work of art called Dope about when they were younger and they were like accidentally selling drugs and addiction and it was just amazing. And it was about, and it just like changed people's lives. And now, you know, Mae got to make Feel Good, which is like this incredible defining sitcom. And before that, I was up there just going, yeah, my girlfriend's 13. it's so dumb.
And curtains.
Curtains, baby.
That's very sweet. Well, I guess that would have killed, though, because you've built a lot of your people who invested and then suddenly you're a paedophile. The old switcheroo!
Yeah, it's a classic Sean McLaughlin rug pull, that.
Wait a minute, maybe Sophie can be 13 for the show. Hello!
The problem is your partner is a public figure who we all know is not 13.
Damn it, I might divorce her. And we're not married. Anyway,
are you going to get married, you think?
I don't really believe in the idea.
I was going to ask you about this. Not because I think you should get married or shouldn't, yeah. Or because I don't think you're a good couple, even though you clearly shouldn't and you're not a good couple, but because I think the idea of you getting married or proposing, I find very funny.
And there's no way I wouldn't try and do it on like the top of the Eiffel Tower and just fall off. Will you? Ah!
She said no, and then you fall off, pierced by a baguette.
Who has sharpened this baguette so much that it has pierced my lung?
If you were to propose and she said yes.
Yeah.
I suppose all our listeners want to know is, am I your best man?
Ooh, big question. I think you'd be up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you know, I was being polite. Really, Sean, you wouldn't even be invited to the wedding. You might go to the after party. Invite to the after party. Along with every other patron. If you're a patron, I'll say this now. If you're a patron, you get invited to the after party of my wedding.
We are offering free tickets to a special recording and free access to a wedding.
Yeah, and let me tell you, it is not a free bar.
I think there are a few people that we know who, with their podcast, probably would do that in order to get some patrons. You can come to our wedding.
Me and Sean are going to have a wedding. You're going. Neither me nor Sophie really believe in marriage. So, like, if Sophie really wanted to get married, I'd get married, but I don't want...
I think it'd be great. I'd be a really good best man for you. I'd do a killer speech. I'd organise a great stag do, and I'd really build you up on the day of the wedding, because you'd be very nervous. How would you propose? Let's go through what your marriage would be. How would you propose?
You know what? Keep it simple. I'd make her a full English in bed, burn the toast... overcook the eggs, bring it to her, and say, darling, I may not be the best.
So you'd make her a full English in bed.
Yeah.
That is very... I mean, that's actually more complicated. Like, most people would just go to the kitchen and bring it to bed, but you're making it there.
Not me. I'm like George Egg. I'm making... such a niche reference. I'm making... I'm boiling it. I'm using all sorts of...
You're boiling it. What are you boiling? The bed? Can you get one sentence out at some point on this recording, Johnny?
I'm making a delicious... I'm bringing a...
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to say how I'm proposing. I'm nervous, right? It's a big moment in my life. I'm bringing a breakfast in bed.
So you're not making it in bed anymore?
I'm not making it in bed anymore. No, it was a foolhardy thing.
Sorry to interrupt again, but just to be clear, have you started making it in bed and gone, this isn't going to work, and then you're bringing all the gear back downstairs?
Okay. Yeah, so I've tried to make a breakfast in bed. I've realised I can't, so I'm just bringing a breakfast in bed.
And has she got up at any point? Have you told her?
No, she's quite infuriated because there's egg everywhere in bed. But I've said, just don't move. Don't move, honey. This is going to be worth it.
Yeah.
She's covered in beans
she's
and egg.
There, it's like I'm living with George Egg over here.
Yeah, I've gone downstairs, cooked up some a fry-up. I've brought it upstairs. I said, look,
cooked
I know
up
you're
some a fry-up. What's on there?
bacon, sausage, cheese,
first
calamari, chorizo, an uncooked lobster.
Is it alive, the lobster?
Yeah, alive. Yeah. A little bit of a nun's penis. All of it are on there.
Okay, yeah. I've said
to her, this is a declaration of my love. She said, I don't understand. I said, you don't have to understand love. It's magical. It doesn't make sense. And I've said, will you please do me the honour of being Mrs. Pelham?
I think the please does make it feel like you're begging.
I am begging. Okay. I am begging.
Then maybe you need to add more pleases then.
All right, please, 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 please. Please. If you marry me, I will either boil or not boil this lobster, depending on what you'd prefer. But if you say no, I'll boil a lobster alive, if you say it. That's why the lobster's here.
So wait, what you're basically... It's an ultimatum, effectively. If you say yes, I won't boil the lobster alive.
The lobster lives. If you say no, I'm going to boil this lobster alive.
And what... So she says yes.
Woohoo! Yeah! Sorry, I wasn't sure if she was going to say yes.
No, she says yes. She says yes. Yes! So what do you do with the lobster?
He just becomes our pet. That's Harry the lobster.
Okay.
So Harry the lobster's now in a cage or wherever you put lobsters.
In a cage. That's where all lobsters like to be kept. In a cage. Inland. In dry suburban cage. Manchester.
In Prestwich, looking out the window. Then are you organising my stag do?
Yeah, well, I guess you have to call me up and ask me to be your best man.
Hey, Shining Boy, got some big news.
What are you talking about, Johnny? Why are you talking like that?
I'm in such high spirits because Sophie's agreed to marry me.
Oh, that's great. Live. Congratulations, mate. Does that mean the lobster's sticking around for a bit?
Harry the lobster's going to be here forever.
Yeah, sure. So that's great. We can talk about that on the next pod.
I was wondering, would you be my, as you are such, you are my best friend, my only friend, would you please do me the honour of being my best man?
Yeah, I'd love to do your best man.
Do you love to shag my best man?
Is that not what you said?
You said do my best man.
I thought you said that. What are you asking me here?
I'm like, will you be my best man?
Oh, I guess so. I'd rather you had another one that I got to have sex with him. But like, sure, I'll be your best man.
Bobby Mayer's on speed dial.
I'll be your best man, JJ.
Thank you, SM.
Great, so I'm your best man. So where do you want your stag do, Johnny?
Well, I think that's for you to decide. The best man has to decide where it is.
Okay. There's only one place.
Yeah.
If you want fun,
which
frivolity.
I do. Which I do.
Bit of cheekiness.
Ooh, bit of cheekiness.
Kept within line.
Yeah.
I think you know what we're talking about. Yeah. It's a place that I might be spending some time this week. Ooh. We may have already spoken about it. The lads will go there. Everyone has fun. I'm, of course, talking about Chessington World of Adventures.
That's exactly what I wanted you to say.
Yes. Chessington World of Adventures. Get all the boys in a van.
What sort of van? Like a sort of dirty van?
Just a white van.
Dirty white van.
Just get in the back.
Yeah.
I'll pop us down to Chessington.
What I'm hoping, Sean, is there's enough sort of dirt on the van that we can draw a little penis.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like, yeah.
It's a stag do, isn't it?
We're going to be pretty good. We're going to be pretty woody.
Now, do you like stag do's in general, Johnny, by the way, before I ask? I've never enjoyed them.
I think they're not fun, are they? Because it's just that enforced Larry drinkiness, which isn't actually that much fun.
Yeah, I don't like it. Anyway,
maybe me and you just go to Chessington World of Adventures, have a fun time.
What, just we leave the rest of them?
Leave them. We don't need them.
But we'll still get the van, right? We'll still get the big dirty van.
Get the van. I'll just have some cranberry juice and some sandwiches. You can have the same.
Some shots. What's the strip clubs like in Chessington?
I imagine pretty horrible.
So we'll go down there. We'll go on Professor Burp's Bubble Works. We'll have a look at the zoo.
I'm excited.
And then the wedding. God, is this good?
It doesn't feel good. I've been feeling...
I'm so tired. I don't know what to do.
My dog woke me up at 2 a.m. and I've not been able to get back to sleep, really.
Listeners, we're sorry that this is a crap episode.
It does feel like a bad episode. I think it was fun at some points, but it seems to have really veered down a cliff.
Oh, I don't know what to do about this.
I think maybe this is just what the poly... Look, we're offering you free content if you become a Patreon, so fucking fuck off. Is that a good strategy?
I don't know. How long have we been talking for?
I think like 40, 45 minutes.
Well, that'll do it, won't it?
I think so. I think this is how... I think this is how Joe Rogan ends his podcast. This'll do. Is this shit? This'll do.
I listened to a bit of Joe Rogan the other day for the first time in a long time.
Is it good or is it just bollocks?
He was talking about people being scared of saying things in the woke brigade minute one. And I was like, oh my God. It was just like a parody of Joe Rogan.
Yeah, it sounds like a pastiche.
Yeah. That's a big word.
Thank you. I'll probably have one in a bit.
What, a pastiche?
A pasty.
God. We are. This is a great podcast. Look, if this is your first time listening, this is a great podcast. End of story.
Yeah, in spite of what your ears may be telling you.
You might be thinking this isn't good, but you don't know what good is.
You're being betrayed by your ears.
God, I'm so...
That's what they say about, like, tyrants, don't they? They have to make you convince yourself the truth isn't real. I think that's what we need to do. We need to make people convince that it's their ears which are not acting correctly, rather than all.
Well, your fucking mouth isn't acting correctly, so we're halfway there.
I mean, this has been a good pod. I mean, obviously there's flaws in it. It's not a bungalow, but it's still a very, very good podcast.
There's flaws in it. It's not a bungalow. See, this is maybe that's it. Maybe we just need to go do a bit of old school entertainment the last sort of 5 minutes of the pod.
I think so.
Say a setup to a joke to me, and I'll say the punchline. I mean, this is a fun idea.
An Irishman, Englishman, and a Pakistani man walked into a bar.
Wow, what a great poetry night they had.
Boo! We want racism.
Okay. What did the Irishman say to the dog?
Irrelevant. I can't understand what Irish people say when they speak.
Actually a good joke. It's not a bad joke, that.
Actually, he must have said something about black people, because there's that thing about Irish
people.
Okay,
that's the clip.
But there is that thing of, you know, no blacks, no Irish, no dog. So if there's an Irish person and a dog, I know what they're saying.
Probably saying, I'm glad that we're allowed in here. It's nice that we're in a pub.
And the dog's just saying, woof, woof, and shitting on the floor.
I hate the fact that dogs are allowed everywhere. Am I allowed to say this?
But I think you have a hatred for dogs. Which
I do have a hatred for dogs.
Why do you hate dogs? Were you bit as a child?
I think there are more people like me. No, I wasn't bit as a child. If anything, I bit too many dogs as a child.
You were bit by a twatish radioactive dog.
I was bit by a radioactive man who hates dogs.
So do you, what's your pathological hatred of dogs stem from then?
I just think they're loud and they're antisocial and they're smelly and I don't like the fact that they can just run around everywhere. Also I'm allergic.
If that's true, Sean, then you wouldn't like yourself.
What are you talking about?
You run around, you're smelly, you shouldn't be allowed in places. All those things, all those criticisms are absolutely applicable to you.
Ruff, ruff, ruff. What's up? Oh, he's seen another person. Come on, Sean. Come on.
I'd like it if, Sean, you were banned from pubs in general.
But I was banned from pubs.
Yeah.
I've never been barred from a pub, actually. That's an experience. I've been kicked out of a couple.
This is a funny story. Me and Sophie were in it.
Do you know what? It better be, because this might be the worst episode of this podcast we've ever done.
me and Sophie
doesn't feel in any way, shape or form entertaining.
I think it's entertaining if you squint. Everyone squint and you think, oh yeah, it's entertaining. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me and Sophie were in a bar. She'd not been in that bar for like 10 years and someone kicked her out and said, you're barred from here.
They remembered.
And Sophie didn't know why she was barred. She's like, I can't remember what I did.
I always wondered how barring works. Like, surely, I mean, if you're barred by the landlord, if the landlord's there, you're out. But surely if there's just other shift workers, you'd be fine.
I think it was the same bouncer, apparently, who's clearly not progressed much in his life.
Oh, so it's his fault, is it? The bouncer's
it is his fault.
Fault.
Yeah, it's always the bouncer's fault. It's always the working class person's fault. This is another... another... thing of the podcast saying I can't speak today.
I don't know if this is releasable. I don't know what we're going to do.
The thing is, Sean, we always think it's not releasable. Sometimes we think, God,
and yet we keep releasing them.
No, but sometimes we think, God, we had a really good podcast. That was really funny. And then we listen back to it and it's shit.
How is this good though? What's been a good part of this one?
I think we've laughed a bit, we've joked a lot. Had a fun time.
All right, I'm going to look up a random fact and see if, so at least we can educate people. Random fact.
I think that's a sign of a confident podcast.
Random fact.
I think they do that on Off Menu a lot. Right, I'm just going to look up some random facts.
Stop comparing us to Off Menu. We're not corporate sellouts.
We're not corporate sellouts. We're on
All right, menu. Here's some random facts. The numbers 172 can be found on the back of the US $5 bill in the bushes at the base of the Lincoln Memorial.
I don't understand what that fact means.
I don't understand either.
So what, by the bush, what does it mean? Is that on their note? There's
the numbers 172 can be found on the back of the US $5 bill in the bushes at the base of the Lincoln Memorial.
So is there a Lincoln Memorial on the $5 note, presumably?
What is the Lincoln Memorial? Is that the big statue of Lincoln? I hate that fact. That's the worst fact I've ever read.
Read another one quick. We can save it. This fact can save this podcast.
President Kennedy was the fastest random speaker in the world, with upwards of 350 words per minute.
What the fuck is that? What's a random speaker?
I don't know what that means. We should get him on the pod.
Why is this all speaking about America? Have you talked in American facts? Or is it just dominated? Is Google just American in its bones?
The surface area of an average-sized brick is 79 centimetres squared.
I feel like this has made the podcast worse.
This is making it worse, right? I need to get... I just wrote random facts. I should have written interesting facts. Random... should I say podcast-saving facts?
What about random yet interesting? So they're random, but they are
random yet interesting. That should be our motto. We shouldn't have all this shit about, you know, Pakistan and Bangladesh. Yeah, interesting facts. 175 random facts, so interesting. You'll say OMG. That sounds like this could be a podcast.
This is exactly what this podcast is. Are you ready to say OMG, listeners?
And the picture is of a woman looking at her computer screen, lifting up her glasses, going right.
These nice visual gag there from Sean on the podcast.
Everything. Yeah, no, that's not even the Patreons get to see that. Apparently this is going to blow your mind.
It's quite scary, actually.
Yeah, I know. So if you've got a hat, do hold on to it.
I'll put a helmet on.
Pop on a helmet, listeners. One of the best things about being a human being is collecting all types of random knowledge and trivia. Is that one of the facts, or is that just a sentence?
No, I think that's just a sentence. That's just trying to get you in so you know why you're invested in hearing these facts.
Random fun facts are a great way for breaking the ice, impressing a date. Go on a date.
Or saving a podcast.
Or saving a flailing podcast. Or winning a pub quiz.
Ooh.
But you don't have to have a use for little tidbits of mind-blowing information. I get it.
Let's just get to fact number one.
More human twins are being born now than ever before.
That just makes sense because we've got a large population, though. Does that mean, like, percentage-wise? Because that would be quite weird.
It's increased by one-third since the 80s, from 9 to 12 twins per 1,000.
Oh, that is quite interesting. So there's just more twins. So it's not about the
Help
population
and drive
increase.
This is the increasing use of medically assisted reproduction and the delay of childbearing. So apparently twinning is more common the older a woman gets.
I would hate twins because I don't think I really want one kid. So the idea of two of them popping out unexpectedly is a nightmare.
That would be really good, though. That would be a great sitcom.
And you can't really just say, I'll just keep one, please. Like, no. You have to... it's a two-for-one deal, isn't it? It's like Sainsbury's. You just have to get the second one.
It's not like that. It's not like that. Not in Sainsbury's. You don't have to get the second one. I always find that people don't believe me when I buy, like, a Twix, which is seldom, I suppose. And it's, like, say, 80p for a Twix. And they go, it's 2 for 120. And I go, I only want one. And they go, what? But it's 2 for 120. I go, yeah, but I'm paying less to get what I want.
Sean,
people can't get their heads around it.
I was worried about this podcast. I was thinking, is it a good podcast? And then you came out with that Twix. And suddenly, I'm feeling like we're...
I know. The synapses in your brain are sparking.
But what I think, if there was a 2 for 1, say it was 2 Twixes for 1, and you only got one, that would be crazy.
Yeah, agreed.
Right? So that's how it is with twins.
Well, yeah, but also... it would probably be illegal with twins.
I don't think that's fair because it's the woman's right to choose, and the woman hasn't chosen to have twins. So she should just be able to abort one of them.
Wait a minute. Twins? Twix? Two. There we go. I am really struggling here, man. I can't be drinking anymore.
Yes, I mean, the whole ep was sort of about whether or not you should drink, and I think this podcast is in damning proof that you should never drink again.
Fun fact number 2 of 175, and we're going to go through all of them on this episode, listeners. A narwhal's tusk reveals its past living conditions. What the fuck? I can't do anything with that. It can tell you its age and provide clues about the life it's lived. What sort of clues? What is it? Oh, look, there's a cock ring, so it must have been in an orgy once. Pathetic.
Hello. What is a narwhal?
It's just a type of... It's a big minging whale. Number 3, the first person convicted of speeding was going 8 miles an hour. That is genuinely a random and fun fact.
That is a fun fact.
Walter Arnold of the English village of Paddockwood, Kent, in 1896. He was spotted going 4 times the speed limit in his 19th century Benz. The speed limit was 2 miles an hour.
That can't be real, because that's slower than walking.
The constable had to chase him down on his bicycle.
I don't think this is true, this fact.
£4.07.
But why would you have a speed limit that was slower than walking? Because then you'd just be overtaken by...
All right, well, we'll look up Walter Arnold then. See, this is what we've been missing at the podcast. This sort of curiosity. Walter Arnold, speed limit.
It's like
limit.
QI. It's gone, yeah, from, it's like... gone from an incredibly shit podcast to a prime episode of QI.
I love QI, and it really annoys me that I'll never be on it, because they put a lot of fucking crap on there.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can be that crap.
I could be that crap! Arnold and the world's first speeding ticket.
I think, honestly, if the speed limit was 2 miles an hour, that's the state gone mad.
It's just, this isn't got anything. This has got nothing. Oh, for fuck's sake. Another blind cul-de-sac. For this episode of failing better.
Well, maybe this is the episode where we failed.
Number 4.
To fail better, have to fail.
No. Number 4. New car smell is the scent of dozens of chemicals. That's not a fun fact.
That's not fun or interesting.
The world wastes about 1 billion metric tons of food each year. It's a depressing fact. The severed head of a sea slug can grow a whole new body. Now we're cooking.
So what's that? A sea slug can grow a whole new body?
Yeah, if you cut its head off.
Well, let's get some slugs for the patrons.
Hair and nails grow faster during pregnancy. Now that's a fact.
Yeah, it's not interesting though.
Imagine throwing that one out on a first date. That's not going to make you look intense at all, is it?
That's so funny. Because yeah, or if you said, yeah, you know, if you chop the head off a slug, it goes back.
What? Your women's hair grows faster during pregnancy.
Why are you walking away from the table, honey? Honey, come back.
Some sea snakes can breathe through their skin. There's a lot of pregnancy and sort of underwater creature-based...
skin-based stuff. Maybe the guy who did this is a psychopath.
Do you know the heads on Easter Island have bodies? I didn't.
I didn't even know there were heads on Easter Island, to be honest.
Yeah, you do. Those famous, like, stone heads. In the tens, it doesn't say 1910s or 2010s, archaeologists studying the stones revealed full torsos, which measure as high as 33 feet. Did you know that the moon has earthquakes? I guess they're called moonquakes.
That is gold. Now that, I think, like Eminem, that is a rap.
Do you know there's no such thing as a pear cider?
I'm torn. And you know what, Sean? I think the bigger issue is I couldn't give a fuck.
All right, I'm going to wait until we get one that actually you do give a fuck about.
All right.
You know that pineapple works as a natural meat tenderizer?
What? Who? The internet is a wild place, isn't it?
Do you think the humans are the only animals that blush? Why would other animals blush? Why would a pigeon blush? All they've got is embarrassment.
I was thinking about this the other day. I think it's ridiculous that my dog doesn't have a sense of humour. Like, it's living with...
Why? Are you throwing out zingers left, right, and centre?
I'm killing it. I'm doing, like, the two Ronnies. And it's like, what are you doing? It's like, you're living with two professional comedians, dog. Make a fucking effort.
This is... Here we go. Now, here is actually a really good fact.
I'm excited.
You lose up to 30% of your taste buds during flight. Johnny, that's a good fact.
That is a good fact. Is that true? Is that why it tastes
so bland?
I don't
know if it's true. But it also says it goes up. It could go up to 30%, so it could also go up 0%. Your nostrils work one at a time. Fuck me, I hate doing this podcast. Rabbits can't puke. All right, we're cutting this. We're cutting all of this. None of this makes the edit.
All right, I think we...
Right, let's try and get a celebrity on the podcast, and then we'll be done. Who do you want to try and get on the podcast?
Jesus.
So who do we write to about that?
I guess the Catholics and the Pope.
The Pope. Contact. Contact Pope Francis. All right, there you go. Okay, your name, failing better.
Are we really emailing the Pope?
That's what it says here. New Ways Ministry. Contact the Pope. Your email, failingbetterpod@gmail.com. Your location.
The Pope's not going to read this. I mean, the Pope can't read all
Pope
his emails.
Pope Benedict, come on. All right.
All right. Hi, Popey.
Hi, Popey. As we put in brackets, can we call you Popey?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that Popey, one letter off from Popeye? What does that mean?
Oh, my God. I think, is this a Da Vinci Code? Because I'm seeing clues everywhere.
How many people who started this episode are still listening? You know?
None of them. In fact, you can still listen to this.
I mean, how many people who started recording this podcast are still basically paying attention?
Hi, the Pope.
Hi, the Popey. Can we call you Popey?
We love Jesus.
We love Jesus.
Or at least we like a lot of his messages.
Or at least we like him, should we say?
Yeah. I.E, money to the poor. Although we're less keen...
I.E, money to the poor.
Although we're less keen on his radical policies, which don't seem to have any idea of the nation-state inherent within them. What's up with that, dog?
Okay. That are less... What did you say?
I can't remember. It was about the nation-state. Basically, I think in Christianity, right, there's no idea of the nation-state inbuilt in it, is there?
Yeah,
God's, well, actually, we need England to be remained for the English.
Okay, I'm just sort of paraphrasing what you're writing here. Okay, what's the next thing you want to say?
How do you circle the square? Do you believe in the nation state, Pope? What is your favourite? If so, what is your favourite country? And yeah, where would you like to see? Where would you like to go on holiday?
Pope, if so, where do you like to go on holiday? Okay, any more?
What do you really think of the Muslims?
Okay, I'm going to cut that one out. What do you really think implies that there's some secret?
I think, no, he can't be that keen on them.
What should we say? What do you think of other religions?
Yeah. And do you have any plans to get Istanbul back?
Any plans...
Frankly, I still call it Constantinople. Do you? ? And then what is your favourite fruit?
So, we're not trying to get him on the pod.
Oh, no, we are.
We'd love to get Jesus Christ on our podcast.
On that, because he's his agent, isn't he, the Pope?
Yeah.
We'll give you 50% commission. All right, read it back to me and let's see how it sounds.
Well, some of it I had to paraphrase.
All right.
Because we sort of were talking a lot. So it's, hi, the Popey. Can we call you Popey? We love Jesus, or at least we like his messages. I.e. money to the poor, though we're less clear on his radical policies that are shit or something. Something about the nation state, England for the English. How do you... There were bits where I filled it out. How do you circle the square? Do you believe in the nation state, Pope? If so, where do you like to go on holiday? What do you think of other religions, honestly? Any plans to get Istanbul back? I still call it Constantinople. Do you? What's your favourite fruit? We'd love to get Jesus Christ on the podcast. We'll give you... I've only written 5% commission.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
That'll be enough, won't it? Yeah. I'm not right sure, am I?
But then, but mate, you've got enough money, mate. Bloody hell.
Got enough money, mate. All right.
Give some back to...
Can I send that?
South America. Yeah, send it to the Pope. See if he gets one.
I actually have just sent that. We've sent a... I think this podcast is bad for us. It's bad for our careers.
It cannot be helping our reputation. Sean was great on Lively Pod. I'll see the podcast he does.
Yeah, what?
Sean is a disgrace.
Awful. Sending Britain to the British to the Pope.
I think I've got to go in a minute, unfortunately. Yeah, do you think this is usable?
I honestly don't know, but I don't have time to edit it. So it better be. It'll be great. Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
And come to the recording. Join, become a Patreon. Or if you don't, you don't have to become a Patreon if you think this is awful but would like to see the show. You just buy tickets.
The show's very good.
On the 27th of March.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.